Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Westchester County Church, founded by Yankee Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera and his wife, is now at the center of a sexual abuse cover-up. Our Marla Diamond explains.
The lawsuit alleges Mariano Rivera and his wife Clara, the senior pastor at the Refuge of Hope Church in New Rochelle, covered up the sexual abuse of a 10-year-old member at a Florida retreat. The complaint said the victim's mother reported the abuse and the Riveras went to the Ignite Life Center in Gainesville, but instead of ending the abuse, they intimidated the girl and asked her to remain silent to avoid causing trouble for the church they founded. The lawsuit alleges a few years later, the girl was abused again, this time by the adult son of an associate pastor while at a barbecue at the Rivera's home. The Rivera's could not be reached for comment, and phone calls and an email to the church were not returned. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FDNY is marking 20 years since one of the grimmest days in its history. It was on this date back in 2005 when three members of New York's bravest were killed battling two separate fires in the East New York section of Brooklyn and the Morris Heights section of the Bronx. It was the deadliest day for the department since 9/11 and the first time since 1918 that firefighters were killed in two separate incidents on the same day. Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker is with fellow FDNY officials, family, and friends to remember the victims of Black Sunday during a ceremony at Engine Company 46, Ladder 27 in the Bronx. The search is on for the trio of robbers who've been targeting folks near NYU. Police say the suspects have struck at least three times over the last month, each time approaching their victim, asking them to make a donation, and then making threats and forcing them to either make an ATM withdrawal or a money app transfer, or both. You can see the photos of the suspects at 1010wins.com. Anyone who knows who they are or where they might be is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. The group New Yorkers for Parks led a rally on the steps of City Hall this morning to demand a funding and staff increase for New York City's parks, along with more attention in general for the city's green spaces. Ahead of the rally, its executive director, Adam Genser, spoke to 1010 Winds.
We're looking at smaller headcounts than we've seen over many years in the past, and a real need to increase the number of workers in the agency to make sure that New Yorkers more broadly can experience a better quality of life in the city, and that's not been happening.
Ganser says if you want proof the city's parks are being overlooked, just look at the data. 14% of the city is parkland, but the Parks Department only gets about 0.5% of the city's budget. As bad as this cold weather has been lately for us human New Yorkers, believe it or not, it's even worse for the rats. The city rat czar, Kathleen Karate, tells the Associated Press that a rat's food source tends to shrivel when the temperatures fall below freezing, and that's because there are fewer people out and less food being discarded. She said that rats that don't starve or freeze to death will usually retreat to their burrows, and it makes it easier for exterminators to track them down. Rats are also less likely to breed when it's this cold out, so one way or another, their population is taking a hit. The New York State Federation of Taxis is calling on Albany to scrap the law that bars Uber drivers and cabbies from locking their back doors. This is Federation spokesman Fernando Mateo.
What it does is it prevents strangers or criminals from actually entering the vehicle and killing, assaulting, or robbing the passenger while the driver's in the front seat.
The call comes in the wake of two muggers pulling a man out of the backseat of an Uber in Coney Island, then beating him to death before running off with the chain from around his neck. You can see photos and video of the suspects at 1010winds.com. If you recognize them, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. City Councilman Justin Brannon has formally kicked off his campaign for comptroller, calling it a job that's not just about crunching numbers and saying New Yorkers don't just need a watchdog, they need a bulldog. Brannon has already gotten endorsements from a number of elected officials, including fellow council members Jennifer Gutierrez, Sandy Nurse, and New York State Senator Andrew Gnardis. Brannon joins a field that also includes Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine. Guilty. That's the verdict for the former NYPD officer accused of assaulting a Harlem man. The officer, 37-year-old Christian Zapata, was responding to a 911 call at a man's apartment in December of 2022 when the man asked Zapata and his fellow officers to put on a mask. Well, Zapata can then be seen in body cam footage arguing over the request, then punching the man several times while another officer held him down. He's been sentenced to time served, meaning he will not have to spend any more time behind bars.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.